The following is an op-ed by Andrew Reddin, the CEO of the Child Development Institute, a Toronto-based accredited children's mental health agency dedicated to supporting the mental health and development of children and families. _95 municipalities in Ontario have declared intimate partner violence, IPV, an epidemic. Still, the toll on children exposed to family violence is less spoken about, and so are the generational cycles of violence IPV sows. 5 years ago, nearly 20% of children's mental health referrals to the Child Development Institute, CDI, from Children's Aid were linked to intimate partner violence. Today, that figure has doubled, with almost 40% of referrals to CDI's clinical services now driven by IPV-related dangers at home. The hidden costs of this violence continue to mount, especially when we fail to intervene early. The connection between family violence and poor mental health outcomes for children is undeniable. Children exposed to family violence are twice as likely to develop psychiatric disorders. They carry trauma that, without intervention, can spiral into a lifelong cycle of violence, manifesting as behavioral issues in childhood and potentially leading to justice system involvement once they reach adulthood, or sooner. According to Children's Mental Health Ontario, nearly 1 in 5 Ontario children experience mental health challenges, but 5 in 6 don't receive the treatment they need. We must equip children with the skills to manage emotions, build relationships, and reduce aggression. One proven solution already exists in our province: the Child Development Institute's SNAP program, which addresses the roots of antisocial behavior and mental health struggles among children. For example, in just 13 weeks, the school-based SNAP program results in nearly 90% of children reporting improved self-control and positive changes in peer relationships. The problem? SNAP is currently reaching less than 2% of the children who could benefit from it. Scaling up SNAP would provide countless Ontario children with access to critical mental health support, reducing future incidences of family violence and helping to prevent children from entering the justice system. Still, this requires Ontario policymakers to prioritize long-term prevention over short-term, visible wins. While it might not be an enticing pitch in today's political arena, this is a call for Ontario's leaders to think beyond immediate gains and invest in a future where every child can thrive. It may take 12 years to see the return on this investment in kids, but we know it will be significant. Consider the outcomes of the SNAP clinical model, delivered in small groups and one-on-one to children identified as most at risk. Research shows that every dollar invested in SNAP generates up to $56 in societal savings, primarily by diverting children from the criminal justice system. Taxpayers ultimately benefit when fewer children grow up to need justice, health, and social services, yet the impact isn't just about savings. It's about fostering a society where children can grow up safe, secure, and well-adjusted. Without the backing of policymakers who understand the value of upstream investments, these benefits will remain out of reach for most Ontario children. The province needs to act now to prevent the cycle of violence, foster resilience in our youngest citizens, and ultimately build a province that values both mental health and public safety. We owe it to our children and to the Ontario of tomorrow.